Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
How do you spell that?
What do they call that in other regions?
Growler.
Yeah. We did it. We did a whole show on that one time, didn't we? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, let's do some poetry.
Quick,
then.
Move on, yes.
Yeah. Baxter Black, the dean of cowboy poets, is riding along with us. He's talking about the Utah cowboy.
He was a Utah cowboy, and he wore a black felt hat that was pulled down level to his ears, till the tops of them were flat. The weathered lines upon his face showed he had a checkered past. I reached to shake his proffered hand, but both his wrists were in a cast. Carpal tunnel? I asked deadpan, but he never broke a grin. Rodeo, he quietly said. Bulls or broncs? I asked again. Nope, team roping, was his answer. I responded, quite a wreck. Well, the healer saw it better. Then he winced and stretched his neck, and then began his tragic tale. I was on my trader horse, who hadn't bucked for near 2 weeks and was steady on the course. You know how you have always thought if you're dallied up and tight, a horse can't buck while dragging all that weight? Well, partner, that ain't right. My healer's horse came off the ground when my pony broke in two. The second jump we cleared the fence, but I held my dallies true. And the third time, like a slingshot, put the poor old steer in orbit. And I'm thinking, if I make this ride, I might get a good score, but he fired me from the saddle with such a force he come unshod. And bucked so hard up to the sky, so high, that I saw God. Brigham Young was there beside him, according to this spiel. Respectfully, I waited for the wisdom he'd reveal, some divine-sent revelation of man's purpose here on earth, or a glimpse of cowboy heaven, or what angels' cows are worth. Did he give you any inkling of your future dirt to dirt? Yes, he did, the cowboy whispered. He said, son, this is gonna hurt.
Yes, sirree, Bob, this is going to hurt. You darn right. You know it
mark.
Is, yeah. That's good stuff from Baxter Black.
What a hand.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a good thing we got a bunch of
recorded. It's true,
out.
Yeah. We are talking about regional lingo.
Well, let's talk about laying down some cowboy lingo in church.
So, I understand you know whereof you speak.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Talk about a thousand-yard stare.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, there's a time in our little congregation that people would understand what I'm saying.
Yep.
I am of the minority.
You are now. So when you start talking about these things, you know, we had a fellow talk in our congregation not too long ago, and he talked about round pen lessons.
Yeah.
And it was outstanding.
Yeah.
And I soaked it in, and I got it, and I understood it, and half the congregation didn't.
Right.
Right.
You know, I had a buddy show me a video of this old cow skull laying out in the desert.
Yeah.
This old boy picks up this skull, and he says, these front teeth, he that's how he gets the grass, how he gets it into his gullet. That's kind of like, you know, going to church and getting your feel good and all that good stuff.
Right.
It says, but all the good business stuff is back here in the molars.
The stuff that's masticated.
That's right. And it gets regurgitated and really, really chewed on and get all the nutrients out. He says, that's like following the gospel and following the Savior.
That's awesome.
That meant something to me.
That was awesome, yeah.
But to a bunch of people, it doesn't.
Before it could completely digested.
Yeah, completely digested and put to use.
You have to ruminate on it. Where do you think that saying came from? Ruminating.
Ruminating,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, it come from ruminant animals that ate grass and belched back up and ate and chewed more and swallowed.
And then sent to another stomach.
And then to another stomach. And getting
every ounce of nutrients out of it.
Before it comes out the back.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You digest the good stuff. You absorb the good stuff, and you excrete.
You let the other stuff
go. The worthless
go.
Stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is mostly what you see on TV. But I'm not going to go there.
Or here on the news. Social media.
You done stepped in it there.
Well.
Yeah, social media.
It's just that. That's just me.
It's ridiculous.
So done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's obnoxious.
It's obnoxious, and it smells bad, too.
It smells bad.
We are quoting my daughter, Abby,
when
she was young. She was standing by a bus that was running and says, oh, that's obnoxious. And it smells bad, too.
It smells bad, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like silage, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We need to ditch out to our last song.
What?
Murph is singing, Spanish is the loving tongue.
Spanish is the loving tongue. Soft as springtime, light as spray. There was a girl I learned it from. Living down Sonora way. Now I don't look much like a lover, yet I say her love words over. Late at night, when I'm all alone, mi amor, mi corazón. There were nights when I would ride. For my spurs, fling that big door open wide and raise those laughing eyes of hers, and how would get to flying pretty soon. I'd hear her crying, please don't leave me all alone. Me amor, mi corazón. One time I had to fly, got into a foolish gambling fight. I had to say a swift goodbye in that black, unlucky night. And traveling north, her words kept ringing in every hoofbeat. I could hear her sing, please don't leave me all alone. Mi amor, mi corazón. Well, I ain't never seen her since that night. I can't cross the line, you know. She was Mexican and I was white. Like as not, it's better so. And yet I've always sort of missed you since that very first night I kissed her. I left her heart, but I lost my own. Adios.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
Nope.
No.
We still got more Spanglish things to talk about.
Well, let's get them out there.
Hackamore.
Hackama.
Hakima.
Hakima.
Hakima to freno.
To freno?
Freno means bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there
I
you
did not know that.
Hackamore to bit.
This is an educational program.
Hey, who said you couldn't learn something by listening to Cal Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hakima to freno, Spurs.
Yeah.
Spurs came from the Spanish word espuelas.
Oh, did not know that either. Yeah.
So espuelas got shortened to espurs and then finally just spurs.
Espuelas. Gringo eyes got to get Gringo, it shortened.
Oh, you know, we're terrible that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, lariat.
Right. Yeah.
La reata.
Reata.
Lawhide. Rawhide. Riata.
Riata.
Yeah. La Riata became lariat.
Lariat.
Yeah.
Or rope.
Yeah. Hemp.
Hemp.
Became a hemp.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's interesting to learn from other areas.
It is.
And, you know, immerse yourself into that culture.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. We are of Scandahoovian descent.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As is Cousin Leif.
Uh-huh.
And we, well, one of, I don't remember whose favorite jokes it was. I knew a Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, you know the Norwegians. He says, you're Swedish, right? I said, yeah, we're Swedes. And he says, well, he says, the Swedes, they invented the toilet seat. He says, yeah, I knew that. And he says, yeah, but it was the Norwegians that put the hole
put
in
put the hole in.
Yeah. And that was his favorite joke.
Uh-huh.
Because it... And I understand why.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got to take your wins where you can,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I just love it. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next
week. That's right. Yeah.
So just give me a minute.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about next week. We can go anywhere with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
It's not coughing milk cow.
Baxter said it's
a coffin. A coffin?
Coffin?